360, Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller, back here at Harpersville Central School for an afternoon football game featuring the Delhi Bulldogs taking on the Harpersville Hornets, and Harpersville leading it by a 7-0 score. This is a weekend of great activity. I believe it is homecoming weekend. I see lots of very festive things around the area. We have been told that we will not be having anything along the lines of a court or queen or parade or anything like that, but we do have plenty of activity going on as they are talking about the youth football program. The halftime report being brought to you by the fine folks at Marabito Energy Products, the area's full-service energy provider. Marabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed with one purpose in mind, and that's to save you money and give you more for your energy dollar. So call the folks at Marabito Energy Products today. You can reach them in Sydney, 607-563-HEAT, Marabito Energy Products. We told you before that the scoring recap was going to be pretty easy. It was a 38-yard run by Mason Dean. It came at 5:48 in the opening stanza of this contest. That made it a 6-0 ball game. The PAT kicked by Brendan Van Etten made it 7-0, and that is all we have had so far. We've had a lot of push and shove, but outside of that, no scoring. It is the way that you like to see them go once in a while. I want to remind you again that the Class C and Class D games that are being brought to you along the season here on WCDO, we try to balance out so that we see most teams about the same number of times. Coming up this next weekend, as we have indicated earlier, we will see Sydney, Unitego, and Harpersville all next weekend. Sydney at Unitego on Friday night. Harpersville entertaining Deposit Hancock on Saturday afternoon right here in town. If we look at how those teams are faring right now, well, we see the Harpersville Hornets even up at 1-1. They lead in this ball game, and our BG Bobcats 3-0, all in Class D competition. If we go up to Class C, the Sydney Warriors are now 2-1, and the Unitego Spartans are 2-1. Unitego playing up at Unadilla Valley Edmiston in a game today. So, Mr. Keller, you've had the opportunity to sort of look at things and see what's happening. Anything spectacular in the first half of play?
Well, I think the only thing that spectacular, I would have to say, so far is the Harpersville's defense. I mean, they've been really clamping down on Delhi, and we've been seeing Delhi for 100 years, just grinding the ball, running it down your throat. I was kind of hoping that this was going to be an extended halftime, you know, like you were mentioning. It's homecoming. It's very festive. I wanted to go down there and jump around in a bounce house and bounce some little kids around if I could have, but I guess we're out of time. But anyway, as far as stats goes, not a lot of balls thrown in the air today. Ryan Slavik has thrown one pass, and he completed that 25 yards to Pomeroy. Morgan Dean threw one, and that was, boy, he just missed the connection there a little bit. I think he had a little too much adrenaline coursing through his veins, and he overshot the mark. Rushing-wise, 47 yards for Lee on 5 carries. Pomeroy has 1 yard on 1 carry. 45 yards for Dean. But most of that was that 38-yard touchdown romp. Snow has 1 for 1 yard. Kimmel, who's been the workhorse so far, 10 carries, 36 yards. He's his longest run right now has been a 9-yard run. And Slavik has 10 yards on 3 carries. Delhi, 1 completion out of 2 passes. That completion went to Ingram for 12 yards. Colin Ellis has got 5 carries, 15 yards. Brian Ingram, 6 carries for 3 yards, so he hasn't been getting too much. Tillian, 0, and Simons has got 2 carries, minus 1 yard. So Delhi doesn't have much going on the ground in this first half.
You're listening to live Tri-Town football on your station for sports here in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Catskill Travel in Sydney has Super Fall travel deals right now. 7 nights in Cancun, all-inclusive with air for October and November. An unbelievable $649 per person. Cruises from New York. 7 nights to Bermuda, only $419 per person. Or 7 nights to the Bahamas and Florida, just $449 per person. All meals and entertainment on the ship included. And ask about free dining in Disney. Catskill Travel, Main Street in downtown Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Did you know Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Riverside, Sydney, offers car and van rentals? They have compact, mid-size, and luxury vehicle rentals by the day, week, or month at very competitive rates. If you find yourself in need of a replacement vehicle, Chambers and O'Hara is here to help. Corporate rates and packages are available, and they will even bill your insurance company for you. For quality, dependable vehicle rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311. That's 563-4311.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Coach Dave Keller back here at Harpersville Central School where we have ourselves a 7-0 contest. We're at halftime now. The Harpersville Hornets leading the Delhi Bulldogs by a 7-0 score. And neither of the teams is back on the field yet. They will be coming back on shortly because if they follow the scoreboard clock, they got to get themselves moving here. Any big exciting things happening in the Keller household this weekend?
No. It's a quiet weekend. Last night, you know, you're a little nervous, you know, because of all the rain we were having. And we had no water that was good, and I'm hoping the same is true for everybody else in town.
You have no water?
No water.
We better get water shit going, huh?
But no, it was good. We stayed dry, and I'm hoping so did everybody else. And today is good because it's dry, and it's...
It's amazing how all of a sudden, when we've had a couple of big storms, all of a sudden we get a rainstorm, and we say, what's going to happen? You know, it's that old Pavlovian response, you know, we're conditioned to that. We've got to head up this evening. There's so much happening. It's funny how things will happen and you go through feast or famine. And I mentioned last night that there's so much going on up toward Hamilton. Bruce Cockburn is going to be playing tonight at the Earlville Opera House. I've got to go up and take that in. Guitarist, quality guitarist, sort of enjoyable. But there's that big chocolate festival going on in Hamilton today. Too bad, folks. If you're going from Sydney, you probably won't make it, so you've missed that one. But I am always impressed with the things that go on in our area on any given weekend in the fall. If it's, it could be a college football game, it could be a parents' weekend at some college, it can be just the one of the great harvest suppers that we have so many of around our area. And I wouldn't be surprised, but what probably in the next 2 weeks we will have a couple of important ones right in our own backyard. We've had lots of things that have been rescheduled by flooding, but I don't think the harvest dinner will be one of them. 1 minute, 24 seconds showing on the clock. The officials are back on the field. Now we see the Harpersville Hornets beginning to make their entrance from off to our left. I still have not seen Delhi coming down the hill, but I'm certain that that will be happening shortly. Oh, happy, happy, happy days. Well, a 7-0 contest is what we've got right here, as it was Mason Dean, a 38-yard scamper that put the only touchdown on the scoreboard. And now the Harpersville Hornets run down toward their bench. And I'm still looking down, trying to find Delhi. They have not made an appearance yet. So apparently coaches Kelly and Kelly have had an awful lot to say to the men in the locker room at halftime.
Well, here we are in the Hornets nest in Harpersville, but I don't see many Hornets today. I'm seeing an awful lot of spiders. Maybe today we can call it the spider web.
The setter in the ball game today for the Harpersville Hornets is Danny Smith. He is a senior, stands in there at 5'11", 228 pounds. The guards that flank him on right and left are Brendan Van Etten. He is a 184-pound junior. And junior Dylan McCaffrey, 178 pounds. The tackles in today's ball game: Scott Gregory, a sophomore, but a good-sized sophomore, 5'11", 230 pounds. And Nate Massey at 6'2", 245 pounds. And we give lots of credit to the other men in the field because they touch that football more frequently. Eric Storrs at one end, 25 the number, 5'9 the weight, 5'9 the height, 157 the weight. Luke Johnson at the other end, he wears number 19, 6 foot, senior, 175 pounds. And in the backfield, Ryan Slavik doing the quarterbacking, Andrew Kimmel, Lee, Stephen Lee, Mason Dean, and I got to also say Cody Snow and Jonathan Pomeroy. We've seen lots of their action in the backfield as well. If we look at the Delhi Bulldogs, Tyler Cumpston is the center, Kenz Matice and Brendan. I always love Brendan's and Brandon's. This one is Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Snyder. They are the guards. Micah Scobie and Hunter Sitka are the tackles. And Brian Hannigan, number 84, and Noah Oliver, number 40, are the two men to anchor the ends of that line. Quarterbacking, Brandon Simons. And in the backfield, Colin Ellis, Brian Ingram, and the mystery man is solved, and maybe you want to bring that up. But we had mentioned that Tom Tellian, number 44, was bounding around, and at halftime they corrected us to say that, nope, that's not the case.
Yeah, number 44 is not Tom Tellian today. He is not available, but number 44 today is Noah DeDominicus, wide receiver. He's original number was 28, so he's throwing us for a loop, I'll tell you.
So he has been on our roster in the past, just not with that particular number. Now they're going to switch ends of the field, and we're just about ready to go. As the officials are on the field, the Delhi Bulldogs are on the field, and the Harpersville Hornets going out. And the ball will be teed up by Harpersville. I'm going to say that's probably number 60, Brendan Van Etten. Yep, now he turns and we see his number. So he will be kicking from our right to our left, which I guess is east to west or west to east, it must be, I guess. I totally lose track of north, south, east, and west when I'm down here. The ball is going to be kicked and taken down. Back by Noah DeDominicus, number 44. Look out, he's got running room as he gets across the 45 and has finally ridden down way upfield at about the 48-yard line. So Delhi getting very advantageous field position. They still have the ball only slightly in their own territory as they'll finally get the ball marked down at about the 48-yard line, or at least that's where all the officials are. The ball hasn't been tossed out yet. Now they'll put it down, and it'll be first and 10 for the Delhi Bulldogs. They lead in this ball game 7-0.
Harpersville does.
Yep. Excuse me. Harpersville leads in this ball game 7-0. Ball on the ground, and it is going to be number 34. That is Ryan Tillian. Get his number and throw him up in the backfield.
I don't know what happened at halftime, but you know Dave Kelly's been around a while. This isn't his first rodeo, so he's got them all fired up. 9 yards on first down is a pretty good chunk of change right there.
Ryan Telly in a sophomore, 5'8", 165 yards, gains about 9 on that play, and that will put the ball at the 43-yard line over in Harpersville territory. There's the snap, and this time it will be Brian Ingram. Ingram going for about 4 or 5 yards as he is inside the 40, down to about the 37-yard line before he is finally brought down by a whole host of Harpersville Hornet defenders. 11:03 on the clock.
You know, they just picked up 14 yards on those two carries, and they had a total of 17 yards rushing in the whole first half. And they're getting a little extra effort from the running backs, but what I'm seeing right now, their linemen are getting on people. I got a feeling he had a word with the line in halftime.
10:50 on the clock. The snap, and the ball will be handed off in there to number 42. That is Brian Ingram again. And again, Ingram finds a hole and blows through it. He gets down for a gain of about 7 yards as he will be down to the, we'll call it, 33-yard line. As we mentioned before, still a 7-0 Harpersville lead in this contest on homecoming weekend. The snap, and again, back to the workhorse, and again they will go in there to Brian Ingram, and Ingram will not get too much running room, but it's going to be enough for the first down, as the ball will be spotted down at the 20-yard line. And still, that clock is stopping more than it's running. 10:08 showing on the clock.
They just got to move the chains. Now they're going to run the clock. Nice run.
So the ball down at the 20-yard line. Harpersville lines up defensively. Everybody digging in. And it is going to be Simons who will now hand the ball off. And let's see.
I think that was Ryan Tillian.
Well, now somebody from Harpersville comes up with a ball. It is going to be number 56, but I do not believe that they will give it. Dusty Carroll says, wait a minute, I got the football. Isn't it mine? But I think they're going to say, nope, the knee was down for the ball carrier. It'll bring up a second and still about 10 situation. The ball just inches inside the 20-yard line. 9:17, the clock running. WCDO, remember, following most of our Tri-Town area teams. Great tackle made in there. I want to say that was going to be number 60. That is Brendan Van Etten again, who managed to grab the ball carrier at about knee level and stop him after a gain of about, we'll give him a yard, but that may be generous. Third and 9 for the Bulldogs of Delhi. So offensively, they had marched very quickly in the opening moments of period number three. Now the Harpersville defense. Ooh, maybe we speak too soon. Look out. Straight ahead play by Brian Ingram. And Ingram will pick up a couple three on that one as he gets down to about the 15-yard line. And it will bring a fourth and five for Delhi. Oh, so the suspense continues. 8:09, clock running, period number three.
We've had a lot of fourth down tries in this game. Running the ball, running the clock. Interesting. And it's only 7-0 score.
So we have a pause in the action. The Delhi Bulldogs call that timeout. Both teams huddle with the coaches. So we've got a pause in the action, and you're listening to sports right here on your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
7-0 is the score. Harpersville leads it, but the Delhi Bulldogs are driving. Fourth and five. The ball will be scampered. Look out, going on in. It is going to be number 22. That is Brandon Simons. Simons goes in by himself, and I didn't see any member of the Harpersville Hornets that managed to get a hand on him at all that time. So give him a 14-yard run here by Simons. That will make it a 7-6 contest. That score coming at 7:50 of the third quarter.
Now, I think the fact that he went in untouched had a lot to do with his play faking there to the other running backs. The defense bit heavily on that.
So Simons now going to try to keep it on the ground and go for a score, but the defense holds, and Harpersville is going to be able to retain the lead by a 7-6 score. As Delhi tried to make it a two-point conversion, they could not do that. So while everybody gets ready for the kickoff, we'll tell you once again that you're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Stop in any day and ask for an application from one of our managers. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. Open until 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Dave Keller. As we were telling you all through that first half, it was a 7-0 game. But how quickly the complexion can change. Delhi comes out, scores at 7:50 of the third quarter, and we have our 7-6 contest. The ball being teed up by the Delhi Bulldogs, number 64, that is Brandon Snyder. He puts his hand in the air. It's a short kick, going to be bobbled momentarily, but it looks like the Harpersville Hornets have fallen on that ball as it I believe that was Dylan McCaffrey over there that fell on it. But regardless, it was a short kick. It only went across to about the 40-yard line. And that is where the Harpersville Hornets will take over. Now they spot the ball at the 39-yard line.
It was a little squib kick on the ground, and the Harpersville guy fell on it, but he didn't pull it in. He almost didn't get the ball. Delhi almost picked it up.
Eric Storr split way out to the near side. Going into motion is Mason Dean. The ball being kept on the ground. Now it's pitched to Dean, and Dean is off to the races. He hops around one man. Now it is number 14. That is going to be Justin Mattheis. Mattheis cannot catch him, and Mason Dean goes 61 yards. So as soon as they end up giving up a score, we end up with the Harpersville Hornets having a great run, again by Mason Dean. I guess you go to him when you need a score, 7:33, period number three. So we saw back-to-back scores at 7:50 and 7:33 of the third quarter.
You know, Delhi came out of halftime breathing fire, so you had to give them the momentum of the day. Well, the momentum has changed.
BAT kick is going to be up and no good. So again, it was Van Etten trying to kick it through the upsides. It would not go. Our score says Harpersville 13, Delhi 6. Sports for you on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales Service and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back-to-back scores by the Harpersville Hornets and the Delhi Bulldogs here in period number three have changed the 7-0 ball game up to 13-6. Harpersville leads it. So 7.5 minutes left in period number three, then another whole quarter. There's still lots of time for lots of scoring. The ball has been teed up by Brendan Van Etten. He approaches it at the 40-yard line and kicks a low right on the ground ball that will be scooped up in there by number 42, Brian Ingram. Ingram takes it at the 40-yard line, gets back to about the 48 before he is stopped by a host of blue jerseys.
You know, I haven't seen anybody kick the ball downfield. They've all been these little squib kick line drive things. But Ingram, boy, nice hands.
I don't think that was a squib kick in any sense of the word. I think it was just a not very, I don't think the ball did what he wanted to do. I think he kicked it bloody hard, but it just didn't get the height that he was hoping for. So now it is Slavik and company. He looks up, and the ball is going to be kept on the ground, and it will be grind him out Kimmel there, and he will manage to pick up about maybe one at the most. Andrew Kimmel, a sophomore, 5'8", 170 pounds. He is the workhorse on this team.
Oh, boy, yeah, he blew through that line and nailed that running back in the backfield for no gain.
So the next one will be on the... Ooh, this is going to be, I believe it was Noah DeDominicus will carry. Nope, it's not. Number 34.
Tillian.
That is going to be Ryan Tillian, also a sophomore, 5'8", 165 pounds.
Boy, you know, you got to give Harpersville their defensive line has been tough pretty much all game. At the beginning of the second half, they were giving up a little bit of yards, but they're stiffening up again. Only took 46 minutes.
Looks to me like Tyler Gates may be winded on the play. Let's see. Let's see if they're going to carry him out or help him off. He's holding winded. Yep, now he's walking off under his own power. Sometimes you get just really clobbered out there. And as a result, he's trotting off under his own speed now, saying that's okay.
Nothing serious. Don't worry, Ma.
So we've got third and still 9:22 clock running. Delhi with the ball. And the ball is going to be snapped, dropping back, number 22. That is Simon. Simons has a complete forward pass, but no gain. Actually, a loss of about a yard on that play. Very happy with his performance. Number 56, Dusty Carroll, just slapping his hands and saying, yeah, we're tough. We stopped him. Call it fourth and about 10. The ball in Delhi territory, just across the midfield stripe. Well, lots of fans here in shirt sleeves today, but a lot of people with fleeces, as it is a little bit nippy. Now the snap is going to go back to the man who will be kicking the ball. That is Simons. He punts it away. It will be gathered in, and they're going to just back away from it and let it roll. And the Harpersville Hornets will take over down near the 20-yard line. The one thing that you notice here at Harpersville today, all kinds of people wearing all kinds of football jerseys. They've got the JV players here, the modified players here, the peewee players here. Everybody's wearing their uniforms. So you see lots of blue and gold here today on homecoming weekend at Harpersville High School.
Mm-hmm.
Split out to the far side, or excuse me, near side. It's going to be Eric Storrs. The ball is going to be carried in there. Slavik has it across the 30, across the 40, across the 50. Now he tries to reverse field at about the 40 over in Delhi territory, but two of the Bulldogs managed to catch up to him. That play started back at the 21-yard line and came up 20, 30, about 33, 34 yards as it'll finally be spotted down at about the 35-yard line in Delhi territory.
Now, that's that same play that they ran earlier where Mason Dean ran for 61 yards, only this time Slavik didn't pitch the ball. He's just running a little option, and that time they caught off the pitch, so he kept it and turned it up. Got a great downfield block by number 25, Eric Storrs.
Inside 5 minutes, Storrs off to the near side. Coming back into that ball game will be number 43, Jonathan Pomeroy. The ball is going to be carried in there by number 15, Cody Snow. Snow trying the right side of the line. Can't make the corner. We have flags on the play. The ball only brought back to the 35, to the line of scrimmage. Now they're going to say holding against the Harpersville Hornets. So the penalty will be probably marched off for 40, showing on the clock, period number 3.
They're probably going to push them back, and if they do, it'll be first down over again. Snow that time got plowed under. Holy mackerel, I didn't catch the number of that truck.
Now they give the signal and march the football back toward the 45-yard line. They space it down at the chalk mark on the 45. Coming out of the contest will be Jonathan Pomeroy. He's over on the near sideline. One of the other backfielders going in for the Harpersville Hornets. 4:20, clock running. Storrs to the near side. Standing up directing traffic is Ryan Slavik. He's going to send Stephen Lee in motion. Now he decides to keep the ball. He looked at Stephen Lee and said, okay, Stephen, are you in better shape than I am? If so, you take it. Then at the last moment, he pulled it in himself. But by that time, three defenders from Delhi were surrounding him, and they decided to bring him down. A little bit of a loss on that play, only a yard or so.
Number 34, Ryan Tillian, did a nice job of cutting off the pitch, but not giving so much room that if he decided to tuck it and run, he still could get to him. Nicely done.
13-0 is our score. Harpersville has not trailed in this ball game. They lead Delhi. The ball going to be given in there to Jonathan Pomeroy, the 5'7", 138-pound junior. Left side of the line gets no significant running room. He'll get inside the 45 to the 44, and he's going to be stuffed up there. So that will bring up, we'll call it a third and 20.
Slavik does a nice job running that little option pitch route, but he's only thrown the ball one time so far, and that went to Pomeroy.
Steve Lee, the man who is sitting out this series of downs, as the sophomore comes to the near sideline. I still am so impressed with him. 5'5", 135 pounds, but I swear it's all muscle and fast muscle on top of that. Slavik going to pitch to the man who is on the near side, and that's going to be Jonathan Pomeroy. Pomeroy manages to get up to about the 35-yard line, but now we see everybody say there's been a fumble and the ball is our ball. I think the officials will have the last word, and it looks like it's going to be first and 10, Del High. 2 minutes, 35 seconds left in the third period. Del High trailing by a touchdown. Harpersville leads at 13-6. So we will be having Sydney at Unitego next Friday night and Deposit here at Harpersville next Saturday afternoon as we look ahead to more football on game week 5. The ball kept on the ground and no significant gain. I'm looking to see who comes up off the bottom of the pile. Now they say it's going to be Brian Ingram, 42, who carries the football. Also coming up off the bottom of a pile that time was number 72, Hunter Sitka. And Sika, or Sika, it is not Sitka. Sika, a tackle in this ball game, just simply couldn't get out of the way. So we have ourselves a second and about seven. Split off to the near side. It's going to be Justin Matthijs. Flags all over the place. The ball will be thrown. And diving, trying to get it, is going to be the intended receiver that time. That was going to be, it's the big four there. That's probably Noah Didominiscus, I think. I'm waiting for him to turn. He doesn't.
Could be Brian Hannigan.
Now, let's see. Regardless, we are going to have illegal procedure against the Bulldogs, and they're going to be marching back about five. That play started at the 40-yard line. Now they march that football back to the 35, and it will be from there. So second and 11, 1:49 left, third period of play.
Okay, he seemed to indicate an illegal shift on that. So, like you said, second and 11.
So Harpersville playing the defensive game right now. Justin Matthijs splits way out to the near side. He will not figure in that play at all as the pass comes out on the near side, but the pass was in there to Noah Didominiscus. Number 44, short gain on that play as they'll get it up inches away from the 40-yard line. Gain of about four yards. Looking off to the near side is going to be Dusty Carroll again, trying to get whatever instructions are coming in from the sidelines. Defensively, they don't send anybody over to the sideline to talk to the coaches. They'll just shout it out. 1 minute remaining here in period number three. Simons barking the signals from the shotgun, dropping back. He wants to pass. He has Matthijs down the field, but Matthijs cannot catch it. He jumped high in the air, but was not able to bring it down. So Justin Matthijs, a 5'8", 140-pound sophomore. Both of these teams do have some sophomores seeing action.
He threw that ball straight up the field, but the receiver cut to the inside to avoid the defender, so that they were unable to connect. Fourth down, and I was going to see, they look like they're going to punt to me.
Cody Snow comes to the near sideline. Eric Storrs, one of the men back to receive, but he's not all that deep. The deep man is going to be Stephen Lee. He takes the ball at the 27, He gets a little bit of running room, but not much. And at the end, he is given a push back. So as a result, play will take at about the 20, we'll see if they're going to put it down. It looks like the 24-yard line. 42 seconds remaining in the third period of play.
I think that was Brian Hannigan, the first guy down there. For a big fella, he runs pretty good covering that punt.
It's interesting to watch players. This is one thing that we don't see when we're in some of the big stadiums where your back, a press box is up at the top of the bleachers and you're a little farther away, but it's interesting to see players come to the sidelines here and take off those helmets and you get to see what they really look like. Kimmel carries the ball, going to get a little bit of running room across the 25. He's up to about the 29-yard line before he's hammered down.
Give him about 3 yards, man. Second down, seven.
I made the remark some time ago that doing football games is sort of impersonal. You don't know the people. You don't necessarily recognize what they look like because they're a dirty jersey, a number, and a helmet. And when you get into basketball, of course, you know these people have, you know, various features, and you can tell who the blonde is from the redhead. But here at Harpersville, you're up close and personal. The press box here is right up on top of the action. So we are at the end of period number three of this contest. It remains the Harpersville Hornets 13, the Delhi Bulldogs 6. We have another full quarter of action coming your way. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I'm here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace installation to air duct cleaning, tear outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
13-6 is our score. The Harpersville Hornets leading the Delhi Bulldogs by one touchdown. We're just ready to go with period number four as the teams go to the other ends of the field and get ready to buckle it down. We had so many interesting games going on today. We mentioned them a little bit earlier, that some of the teams that are out seeing action today give you the opportunity to get an idea of what's going to happen. Unitego, of course, is playing up at Unadilla Valley this afternoon. That will be one that everybody says, well, Unitego should win it, but who knows? We were surprised by a couple of the scores last night. Oh, diving through there. Let's see. Coming up with a play. Give credit where credit is due. Number 78 for the Bulldogs. That is going to be big Micah Scobie. And Scobie manages to do a number on the ball carrier.
Ryan Slavik, you know, he nowhere to go. Scobie shut off his route of retreat. He couldn't get to the outside because that was cut off by number 44, Noah DeDominicus.
Storr split to the far sideline, off on the near side this time. Cody Snow, first time we've seen two men split way out. The ball going to be kept on the ground anyway. Kimmel, short yardage, gains up to about maybe the 27-yard line, 26-yard line. We'll say the length of the football or two. Two of the games around the area that will be of great interest to fans. Oxford playing at Walton today. Unitego at Unadilla Valley, both of those games going on this afternoon. They're the ones that most people will be looking at. Mason Dean back at the 10-yard line, going to kick it away. High kick, It gets across midfield, bounces at the 38, goes down to the 35, and stops there before Stephen Lee comes up and grabs that football and stops the play. As that ball was rolling a little bit further.
Yep, they're using Stephen Lee's speed to get downfield quickly to cover that punt. He was down there just about when the ball got there.
So it is going to be the Delhi Bulldogs, 10:30, showing on the clock. They will have possession of the football at about the 35. The ball resting right on the chalk mark at the 35. It is going to be Simons with the football. Now they're going to keep it on the ground. It looks like it will be Ingram who will burst through the center. He gets a couple yards, maybe at the most. Gets up to about the 37, 38-yard line.
Andrew Kimmel on a stop.
The one big advantage of the moving the football, if they could move it about another 5 or 6 yards, then I can see without any interference of the windowsill around me.
I think I got a better seat than you. I am right on the 50-yard line. You're like the 49.
Yeah. Tough. And it is going to be Justin Matice way off on the far side, but he's not going to get his hands on the football. There's going to be flags on the play. And it is going to be marched off against the Delhi Bulldogs. They go back across the 30 down to the 25 and set up their huddle there.
So that five-yard penalty negates that couple of yards Ingram picked up prior to that.
9:52 showing on the clock. Remember, you can hear any game broadcast this season. It's in the audio archives of WCDO. Go to WCDOradio.com. Click on Sports. Go to the audio archive file. Ball kept on the ground, and there will be no gain whatsoever. Ingram tried to get the center of the line, couldn't dent it at all, and play will resume at about the 34.
Isaac Gatto in there, too. You know, one of the guys in on a stop.
We won't say that the ball is back to the original line of scrimmage because it's the third and about 10 and a half to go. We will have a pause in the action as coaches Kelly and Kelly want to talk to the Delhi Bulldogs. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include Great American Beef Boneless Ribeye Steaks, just $3.99 a pound. Large California Dole Pascal Celery and Iceberg Lettuce, an incredible 89 cents each. Chicken of the Sea Solid White Tuna is only 98 cents. Campbell's Tomato or Chicken Noodle Soup, 59 cents each. Assorted Cap'n Crunch Cereals, buy one, get one free. And 6 ounce La Yogurt yogurts are 3 for $1 at Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves along with Coach Dave Keller here on a Saturday afternoon. And we have ourselves a 13-6 ball game. The Harpersville Hornets leading the Delhi Bulldogs, dropping back. Ooh, pass. Beautiful. It was out there on the flat. It was to Noah D. Dominiscus, and he gets up very close to first down territory. Is that pass tossed by Brandon Simons? And it was carried by D. Dominiscus up to about the 44. We'll say it's so close to the 45, about a length of the football away. And they have to get to the 45 before it'll be another first down. Fourth and the length of the football.
Give Brandon Simons a lot of credit there. He had a lot of heat. He knew he was going to take a hit, but he still got an accurate pass off out there into the flats to give him a chance for a first down.
Justin Matice splits right this time, and now we're going to have a brief pause in the action. I believe this will be, I'm waiting to see who they're going to say, but This is one of my favorite times of the year, Coach Keller, although something like today is not a favorite day. Because I like the, I love the fall color and the sunshine of autumn. And not necessarily the fall color and cloudiness of autumn.
It is cloudy, but you know, I'm sure the players don't mind at all.
Oh,
not hot, and they are not overheated one bit. They're probably, it's a comfortable temperature right now.
Well, it's comfortable for us. Probably still a degree or two more humid than the guys on the field would like to have, but so be it. 8:19 showing on the clock. Coaches come off the field right now as they're ready to go. Very brief timeout taken for what reason we don't know. Stephen Lee defensively on the near side this time. And the ball will be kept on the ground, and ooh, they will get the first down. So it looks to me like it was going to be that time. Noah D. Dominiscus, who manages to pop across and get the yard that he needed. Ooh, now they're going to say they give him a whole bunch of yardage, about 3 yards. It appeared that he went down back just about at the line of scrimmage, but apparently he squiggled through a little farther. First and 10, Delhi Bulldogs, 48-yard line, 8 minutes showing on the clock. This is a Harpersville lead, 13-6. Ball Simons going to Ingram, and Ingram, now the sophomore, 5'11", 180 pounds, manages to get about 3 yards as he is across the 50 to the 48.
This is really odd. I'm looking at my score sheet here, and unofficially, I've only got Delhi with 4 first downs rushing, 4 first downs total on offense. Unusual for a Delhi team. That shows you how well the Harpersville's defense has been playing.
Bulldogs break out of the huddle now. D. Dominiscus coming off to the near side. He's the only man split out of the pack. Ball kept on the ground. Ooh, look out. That's going to be number 34, Ingram, and Ingram could put Delhi up. Yes, he manages to get into the end zone. That one, a 48-yard run. 48
Ryan Killian.
By who?
Wasn't that number 34?
Well, I thought it was, you can check with the others. I thought it was number 44, which would be D. Dominiscus. But regardless, the score is 13-12, as all of a sudden we see that the Delhi Bulldogs, not to be outdone, have come back to very, very close run in there. As we said, a 48-yarder. And rather they give it to number 34, Ryan Tellian, or 44, Noah D. Dominiscus, we will know shortly. Who they're going to go with, Tellian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Shed some new light on the subject of this outcome of this game.
So now they're going to try to keep it on the ground. No, they're going to try to pass it, and the ball is going to be incomplete. They were trying to go down into the corner, and the man this time was Noah D. Dominiscus, who was trying to get up close to the football. He finally got himself in position about where he wanted to be, but he may very well have been out of bounds at that time and out of the play. So we have ourselves the score of 13-12. Harpersville still leading it, but Delhi is knocking at the door. And we'll keep it right here as both teams are setting up very quickly and getting ready for the next kick. That change the numbers at all?
Oh, my goodness. 48-yard
run on there?
that pads it up a bit. That's Tellian's fifth carry of the game. Up to this point, he's only had 11 yards on the ground. Well, that just gives him 59 yards on the ground.
It just dawned on me. Last night, remember we said the score was divisible by 6 because nobody managed to get an extra point. We've only had 1 on 4 touchdowns here today.
It was a drought, as I remember you were.
Yeah, a drought in the middle of the rainstorm. 7 minutes on the clock. The ball being teed up. The man who looks to be doing the kicking. They were going to have it in there momentarily by number 74. But it doesn't look like he's going to be kicking it. That's Ryan Garcia. And it is going to be a kick that will be by number 64. That is Brandon Snyder. The ball is going to be touched by the Harpersville Hornets at the 39-yard line. So Harpersville will start first and 10 from there.
Anthony Grossgruber collecting that ball and falling down to maintain possession for Harpersville.
6:58 remaining in this game. Coming into this ball game, Harpersville had a win under their belt. Winless in three contests was Delhi. Everybody playing for a bit of pride on that one. Pitch is going to be tossed out in there. Ooh, look out. Mason Dean gets good traction again. He powers his way across the midfield stripe to the 48-yard line before he is finally stopped. Now they place the ball at the 49. He still has picked up good yardage, getting up, what, close to 14, 15, 16?
Well, give him 12 anyway, but that's enough for the first down. He's having a monster day on only five carries.
So 6:48 showing on the clock, and we will see they're trying to communicate with the scorekeeper up here, timekeeper. As in most games, remember, the official time is on the field. 13-12 is our score. First and 10 for the Harpersville Hornets. Pitch goes back. Flags all over the place. Slavic pitched it back to Cody Snow that time. Snow just moved the ball into the cradle of his arm and then stopped. And they're going to march the ball off five big steps against the Harpersville Hornets. Illegal procedure, and we'll start that play all over again.
Yeah, Slavic knew. He knew there was movement. He says, okay, where's the, here's the flag.
Slavic comes over near the near sideline, gets instructions from the coaching staff for the Hornets, checks the clock, 6:22, sends Eric Storrs way out on the far side, begins the long count, and pitches it this way to number 15. That is Cody Snow. Snow will not be able to get back to the line of scrimmage. He loses about three on that play. Remember, Cody Snow, 5'9", sophomore, all of 160 pounds. That's a little beefier than teammate Stephen Lee at 135. Both of them have been good runners here today. 5:45, clock running, Storrs on the near side. Eric's getting plenty of exercise just going from one side of the field to the next. Man goes in motion. The ball is going to be, handed into the gut of number 43. That is little Jonathan Pomeroy. And Pomeroy was just clobbered. He's dropped back inside the 40-yard line down to about the 39. And it will bring up a third and a little bit more than 20.
I think that was number, it was hard to tell through the mud, but I think it was number 34, Ryan Tellian, who came screaming through the line there to drop him in the backfield.
Split off to the near side. Luke Johnson this time as they give different men the task of going deep. Ball's going to be pitched out there to Pomeroy again, but it's interesting because Slavic and then the man that he is going to pitch it to go back maybe a little deeper than you think they might need to. And as a result, Jonathan Pomeroy that time got the ball cleanly. He just couldn't make the turn and get upfield in order to get any gain. So he's going to be dropped back for another yard or two loss. It'll bring up a fourth down and a country mile. Mason Dean will be kicking at about the 27, 28-yard line. He gets away a good kick. It will be taken at the 30 by number 22. That is Simons. Simons very alertly runs to the far sideline. And I just saw something I had never realized I could see on this football field as he ran basically into the little dip on the far side of the field and put his foot down. You see water splashing all over the place, so there must be a puddle over there somewhere.
He found the puddle.
4:06 showing on the clock. No puddles on the field today. It is getting a little bit chewed up because it's a little bit soft, but it's certainly extremely good footage compared to what we saw at Sydney last night.
Well, Delhi trailing by one. They have the ball.
The Bulldogs with the ball, first and 10, down at the 38. The ball will be kept on the ground. They're going to try the right side of the line. It will not be for any big run, though. Getting up off the bottom of the pack. Who is that going to be? No, that may have been Tellian. I'm not certain.
That is the question.
So gain of 34. About a yard on that play, maybe two. They'll put the ball down at about the 38-yard line.
Okay, I'm going to give that to Tellian. I think he was the one. I'm
Three and a half minutes remaining here in the contest. Delhi trying to pick its plays very carefully. Harpersville leads in this contest 13-12. It's funny, there is no timeout, but yet coming off to the near sidelines, we have, that's probably going to be Dusty Carroll again. Yep, it is. Dusty Carroll came over and said something to the coaches on the near sidelines. Coach Dave Kelly did not come off the far sidelines to get into the conversation, so I know there was no timeout. Ball kept on the ground. Ooh, slipping and falling that time. I believe that's probably going to be Simons. And he loses his footing and goes down hard. Loss on that play of 2 or 3 yards. It's going to be back toward the original line of scrimmage. The ball put down now at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, you were right. Simons, he lost the handle on that ball from the snap, so he couldn't run the play. He just tried to get what he could out of it, and he didn't get much. Negative yards.
3 minute mark left in this ball game. Now the huddle breaks up for the Bulldogs. Split off to the near side. It's Justin Matthijs. Matthijs also has another man off on this side. That's going to spread out the defense for Harpersville. The pass is intended out here for number 44. That's Noah DeDominiscus. Complete forward pass. DeDominiscus is across the 40-yard line. And they're going to spat the ball down right on the chalk mark. Third and now it's going to be fourth and about six.
It was a great tackle by Stephen Lee. Stephen Lee, thank you. He came in there and just cut him down.
So 2:13, the clock running. So all Harpersville really needs to do is for the defense to stiffen. And they will have absolutely no problem. The Harpersville defense has been very good all day long. They probably don't need to stiffen too much. It's going to be Simons with the ball, quarterback keeper. He's going to get to the line of scrimmage, maybe about another yard, but that's all, as it will be the Hornets taking over on downs at about the 42-yard line. As it will be down at the 42-yard line. And the Hornets leading in this ball game by one, 13-12. Now we'll have an opportunity to burn up a whole lot of time toward the end of the game.
Well,
we have 1 minute 48 showing on the clock.
Well, I think that the last time I looked at the clock, it was 7 minutes. And it seemed like it was just a snap ago.
It makes sense. You're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
They say time flies when you're having fun. Coming up next Friday night, we're going to have the Sydney Warriors traveling up the Route 7, going up to Wells Bridge and take on the Unitego Spartans. And then we'll be right back here on Saturday afternoon as Deposit comes in town to take on the Harpersville Hornets. And the Hornets wanting to get pumped. They, if you remember last year, had the opportunity to have a winning season, and it went right down to the last game before their hopes were dashed. So this year, they'd really like to be able to nail it down. Okay, here we go. First and 10 for the Hornets. The ball is going to be Mason Dean, and Dean still on his feet will get the first down as Dean gets down to about the 31, 32-yard line before he's tripped up. And now the coaches just say, okay, guys, just take it easy, take it easy, take it easy.
You maintain your smooth, keep your cool, just keep moving the ball and hang on to the thing.
1:27 left in the ball game. The ball on the 32-yard line. First and 10 for the Harpersville Hornets from there.
And the clock is ticking away.
Well, now they're going to say timeout called by Harpersville. Yeah, it's interesting. I see people that are coming out of the ball game for one reason or another, and we've seen Brendan Vanetta do so many things today, and we have not mentioned the name of another player that just came out, took his helmet off, and that's Isaac Gatto. You've mentioned his name maybe a time or two, but nothing like we have in past games. Mm-hmm. So we've got a pause in the action, 1:12 left in this contest. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
The Eggley Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggley Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggley Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggley family and Eggley Machine Company of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
1 minute, 12 seconds remaining in this contest. Jerry Graves and Dave Keller here at Harpersville. And with that, the snap will come back. Ryan Slavik gets it, immediately puts one knee on the ground. And that means we're going to waste time. They'll go back into the huddle again, and they will have to probably get one play in, but that one you can be sure will probably be exactly the same strategy, as they will burn up all the time that they can.
Curious that he called a timeout to call that play. You know, you can't just yell it. Take a knee, take a knee.
So 36 point whatever seconds. Again, Slavik takes the ball. Touches his knee down, and the coaches on the sideline clap, as do most of the fans. They're more than eager to claim victory over the Delhi Bulldogs. And what has been a pretty fine game, 15, 14, 13, and that will probably be it right there. As the linesmen have taken down the chains and are moving them off to the sidelines, 3, 2, 1. And that is it. And our final score is going to be the Harpersville Hornets 13, the Delhi Bulldogs 12. And we will be back with the post-game show coming up after this. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
To help speed local recovery efforts, NBT Bank is now offering a special flood relief loan through October 31st, 2011. Flexible terms are available for a rate of 3% APR for both personal and business installment loans. Additional personal loan options are also available. We wish our customers and communities the best in their recovery efforts. We are here to help, so stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, back here for a post-game recap. There doesn't have to be a whole lot of recap about this at all. As the very first score came by the way of Mason Dean, and that came at 5:48 in period number one. It was 6-0, and despite numerous scores after that, the lead never changed, and it was the Harpersville Hornets leading all the way, 6-0, 7-0, 7-6, 13-6, and finally 13-12. And that was all she wrote right there. Well, folks, our post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving our community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT, member FDIC. Well, Coach Dave, offensively, we did not have a high-scoring ball game, but that doesn't mean that you don't have offensive standouts who really did a good job, and that's what we saw today.
Yeah, Brian Ingram from Delhi was kind of a workhorse. He carried the ball 17 times today, but he's only able to grind out about 44 yards. Credit to Harpersville's defense for that. But I think the offensive player of the game is a guy who did not touch the ball an awful lot, and he did score 2 touchdowns, but it's not because he scored twice. It's because of his 6 carries. He ran for 126 yards. He had a 38-yard run, a 61-yard run. Mason Dean for Harpersville.
The postgame show also being brought your way by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal. And a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla, also in Oneonta and North Norwich. And they're the sponsors of the dynamic defensive player.
This is one I agonized over. It was hard. There were a lot of players that sparkled here and there, but there was one player whose name I don't even know if I called it, but he kept catching my eye on the defensive line for Harpersville's defense, number 78, Danny Smith. He shored that defensive line, and he helped to hold the Delhi Bulldogs down to not much.
And finally, we'll come down to the All-Purpose Award. It's being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That's Rose Smith and Company. Give them a call, 563-3533. That's 563-3533. So, Coach Dave?
Well, this guy here, his name, you heard it a lot. He carried the ball a few times, 5 carries for 47 yards. He was coming up and making big hits on defense. He was hustling downfield, covering punts. That mighty Mike from Harpersville to give them a sweep for today, Stephen Lee.
Steve Lee, a sophomore, Mason Dean, a junior, Danny Smith, a senior. So we get one of each in the award category today. So next week, as we've already told you, we will be at Unitigo on Friday night, right back here on Saturday afternoon. We hope your ears will be with us on both of those games. And in the meantime, please stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. Final score again here, the Harpersville Hornets over the Delhi Bulldogs. 13-12 is our final score from Harpersville. Good evening, everybody.